What are the most common architectural styles in Chinese cities? There are many architectural styles that can be seen in Chinese cities, but some of the most common are traditional Chinese style, Western style, and modern style. Traditional Chinese style architecture can be seen in many old buildings, such as temples and palaces, while Western style architecture was introduced during colonial times and can be seen in many historic buildings, such as government offices and churches. In recent years, many new buildings in Chinese cities have adopted modern architecture with innovative design and high-tech features. Overall, Chinese cities have a diverse range of architectural styles that reflect the country's rich history and its modernization. What's the difference between an apartment and a house? Well, to put it simply, an apartment is like living in a beehive, all crammed together, while a house is like living in a castle, with plenty of space and privacy. In other words, an apartment is more confined and limited in space compared to a house. Apartments are usually located in tall buildings and offer less privacy, but they can be more convenient in terms of location and maintenance. Houses, on the other hand, offer more freedom and privacy, but require more maintenance and are usually located in less central areas. What are the advantages of the facilities of an apartment and the facilities of a house? Comparing the facilities of an apartment and a house is like comparing apples and oranges. They both have their own unique advantages and disadvantages. The advantages of apartment facilities are that they are often included in the rent, such as gyms, pools, and security services. These can be convenient for those who don't want to pay extra for these amenities. The advantages of house facilities are that you can customize and renovate your own space to your liking, such as adding a backyard or installing a hot tub. Additionally, houses tend to offer more privacy and quiet than apartments, which can be important for some people. What difficulties do people have living in the city? I think the most common difficulties people face living in the city are traffic congestion, noise pollution, and high living expenses. With so many people and cars packed into a small space, traffic jams can be a daily headache. Noise pollution from cars, construction, and neighbors can also make it difficult to find peace and quiet. And the lack of space can limit opportunities for outdoor activities and leisure. Additionally, high living expenses such as rent, groceries, and other basic necessities can put a lot of financial pressure on individuals and families. Despite these challenges, many people still prefer the convenience and opportunities that city living offers.